broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bill and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bill and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee on Wednesday night, 8-11. Big weekend, Fee in town. Ooh, here.
Big weekend.
We have the Trader Days. Come Super one, come all to Trader Days.
Can't beat it.
And you can get anything out there, as we've discovered in the past.
Absolutely. Anything you want.
So what did you guys get? One of the craziest things I've ever heard.
A banjo.
We had a banjo.
Banjo.
Yeah. I think it was missing a couple strings, wasn't it, or not?
Might have been.
Yeah.
Cowboy was playing her when we went out.
And a head bandana.
We had her do-rags.
Yeah. Well, I can see where people would find bandanas out there.
American flag do-rags. We all four had
Did you buy a hat or an axe?
I had a chili pot.
Oh, yeah, chili pot.
Chili pot, shotgun.
Like chili pot, like a
big old
cast iron.
Big cast iron chili pot.
Ooh. Oh, that baby was awesome.
How much that cost you? $1,000? Some cast iron stuff.
We bought it. We bought a bus out there.
Then we bought a bus.
I remember the bus before insurance kicked you in the head about
wasn't
that.
Good. No, our wife still ain't talking to us about that.
Still hate us.
Yeah, that's right. Sports Talk tonight. We got a great show tonight. We have from the Entourage, Nick Hahn in town. He's going to talk a little bit about the big upcoming event this Sunday. Is it Sunday or Saturday? I think it's Saturday, October 2nd at the Coldwater High School.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for a fundraiser for a 3-year-old local boy with leukemia, Red Rothjeb. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And Nick's going to talk about the war wrestling. We'd like to have Nick on. And Nick's just a good guy. And he's raised a lot of money for a great cause. So he's going to be on. He's going to join us here in a little bit. We're going to talk to Nick. We're going to talk about the Indian golf team and Jalen Brunsfee. What about that?
Wow. What a start for the old tournament, huh?
You know, it was amazing. I was there, and the first 5 holes, she was playing terrible. And I was watching Paige, and as I got done watching Paige, I thought, I better get out of here.
Jinxing her.
I leave. I get a text from Holly. Jalen just had a hole in one. I thought, wonderful. I missed it by 5 minutes.
5 minutes, could have seen it.
But if you'd have stayed there, she wouldn't have made
exactly
it.
Exactly right.
Yeah, you did.
But the amazing thing about that, Fee, and I've been lucky enough to have a hole in one. I think you've had a hole in one.
No.
Okay, well,
no.
Look, I kind of knew that, but I just wanted to, I thought maybe you did.
Hey, I had 3 in one round.
I was talking about your underwear.
I had a couple of myself.
No, I was talking about adventure golf.
Oh, okay. Well, nice job.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, super.
Impressive.
I still was 5 over par, but I had 3 hole in one.
But see, usually what happens is after you have a hole in one, first of all, you're nervous, you're shaking, you're like,
oh, yeah.
But Jalen's temperament and her demeanor is she shoots 39 with a hole-in-one. She goes on the front side and shoots a 33.
33.
Now, I've been playing golf.
That's
I've been
incredible.
Playing golf for 50 years. Now, what she did there is unbelievable.
That's incredible.
That's more impressive than a hole-in-one.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable.
Nick Hahn could have a hole-in-one.
Yep.
He sucks at golf.
I don't know.
Huh?
He might be great.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anybody can have a hole-in-one.
Yeah, you can get lucky.
To shoot a 33 is...
After you had a hole-in-one.
You can't do that.
You can't do it. Nope, I don't believe it. I think she cheated. Jalen Brunsfee's a cheater. She cheated.
I came within 2 feet once.
Did you really?
Yeah, other than that, I haven't come within 40 feet.
Well,
probably not within 100 feet, but...
Yeah.
One time.
And the great thing about that is Jalen now moves on to the districts, and I think that's actually like next Tuesday. So
that's what I say. It starts right away.
Yeah, they do not mess around with golf, and it's just boom, boom, boom. And you know, the weather, they kind of
going to try to beat the weather.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
bad weather.
So she plays in Arlington on Tuesday for a chance to move on to the, I don't know how girls is set up. I think it's sectional.
Is that state?
No, I think it's 2 more. I think she has to go to...
Win 2 more to get to state.
Yeah, I think that's
And what exactly. do they take, Bobby? They take like the top 8, maybe?
Depending on how many teams are there and how many individuals. I think it's the top 3 teams move on, or top 4, mm-hmm. and then the top 4 individuals. Okay. She went on as an individual, so she has a chance to, absolutely has a chance to go to Columbus. So
that'd be awesome.
And we'll get her on here before the...
I'd love to.
Yeah, that'd I would great. Too. We're going to talk Indian football. Indians had a tough one this weekend at St. Henry Fee.
Yeah, that was a We just didn't get a very good start, and it wasn't good.
No, it's not. It's frustrating. I know it's frustrating for Brent, but all we can do is just try to keep getting better.
I think that's what his philosophy has been from the beginning, is let's keep getting better during the game and getting better during the season. And hopefully the kids keep their heads up and keep playing hard. And that's what Fort Recovery people expect. I mean, you go out there and give it all you got. That's all we care.
Amen, brother. And you know, we got a young team. We lost a lot of seniors.
Yep.
We knew it was going to be a tough season.
Absolutely.
But we got some winnable games coming up. And
yeah.
That's we knew the stretch.
In. Yeah, we had a terrible stretch here.
Coldwater, Marion Local, St. Henry, and who else is in there?
It was Anna in there. Anna.
So. Yeah, tough stretch. So we got to get it back on schedule here. We got a tough one this week.
We kind of talked a little bit last night. I was talking to somebody, and I was talking to Ian, and this might be the best MAC in a long time.
Well,
I mean, they're five or six deep.
Yeah, there's a lot of good teams in this conference, and Versailles, they're really good.
New Bremen's good again. Yeah. And Tina. Probably is down is Minster, and of course we don't get a play.
Yeah, that's exactly
that
right.
Figures.
I agree with you. Lady Indians volleyball with a tough loss last Thursday. St. Henry Fee
came out of the gate hot too.
Yeah, 25-9.
Just bumped them out of the gate.
And then we kind of battled.
Yep, hung in there.
But St. Henry comes out on top in four. But we come right back and beat a Shawnee team on Saturday, so it was good to get back on a winning trail.
Back on a winning trail,
and they got a big game. Who we got tomorrow night, Spencey?
At Coldwater.
So
then Saturday we have the Crestview Invitational, that is a huge.
Yep, and that's varsity only up there at Crestview, and we go up there every year. That's always a lot of fun. So
there's a bunch of good teams. Yeah.
Good teams in that area too, sure.
Absolutely. Let's take a break. We're going to come right back and talk to Nick Hahn.
Yes, sir.
About their big war wrestling fundraiser Saturday at Coldwater High School. Bubba and Fee presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
With the weather getting cooler, we start thinking about making a big batch of chili, and Wayne Street Market has everything you'll need to make your secret recipe. A large selection of seasonings, beans, tomato juice and tomato soup, fresh and canned tomatoes, shredded cheese, crackers, and you can get a 10-pound roll of ground chuck for just $2.99 a pound. If you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, stop into Wayne Street Market, where they always have good hot meals ready to go every day back in their deli, like meatloaf Mondays, tenderloin Tuesdays, and they have ribs on Thursdays and burgers and brats on Fridays. And you'll want to make them your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and one of their fresh pastries. And they're taking orders now for Cooper Farms turkey rolls for the holidays. Good food ready to go every day. Just stop into Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will travel to Coldwater to take on the tough Lady Cavaliers in a big MAC match. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that match, and the NFHS video will be available. On Friday, it'll be football at Marion Local, with Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team bringing you all of that action live, and the NFHS video will be available. On Saturday, the ladies will go to Convoy to play in the Knights Invitational. The first match will be at 9 a.m. versus Ottawa Glandorf. They'll play several more matches that day, and there are seven more great teams in the tournament, St. Henry, Salina, Crestview, and more, so they'll need all the fan support they can get. So make plans to head up to Convoy on Saturday to cheer on the ladies. Make sure you get out and support our Indians teams this week, but if you just can't get to all the games, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Pre-sale tickets for Friday's football game at Marion Local will be sold tomorrow in the middle school office from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., then in the high school office from noon to 4 p.m. On Friday, tickets will be sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pre-sale tickets are $7 for both adults and students. All tickets at the gate will be $8.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Sports Talk, my good friend, Mr. Harold Feeney.
Hello, Bubby.
Did you, by any chance, how'd you feel Sunday morning after the wedding?
Good. Good.
Beautiful ceremony, Bill and Bert, awesome, and their awesome beautiful daughter, man. Lauren. And
very nice. Very nice.
We had a great time out there.
We sure did.
I haven't heard anybody's got COVID.
Nope. Nope.
So it wasn't a super spreader. How long we got?
Super spreaders.
I think till February.
Okay.
So. I don't have a clue.
You don't know?
No, you're right. I don't know.
You know everything.
Well, you should be studying the quote unquote facts change about every week, depending on who's talking and what the
this is true.
What the political outcome should be. Mm-hmm. So they change their facts.
Yeah, big drink. Mm-hmm. There. Thirsty?
Not anymore.
I hope not.
About halfway through it.
That's a lot of water.
Big water.
What kind is it?
Big gulp.
It's sparkling water.
Sparkling.
From Sam's Club, or where you get it?
No,
it's vodka.
Well, I can't find any. Find any at our IGA, so I have to get it at Aldi's.
What?
Yeah, it kills me.
It does kill you, don't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's nobody that shops local more than Neil Spencer.
Neil does.
They He's the most them. Dedicated local shopper of all time.
Yep.
Ain't no doubt.
No doubt about it.
Well, I've worked at most of the places.
Yeah.
The business.
Guess what we're doing tomorrow?
You're going to Aldi's.
No.
No.
Farther.
Oh, farther than
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
What's going on in Wisconsin?
We're taking a little trip with our wives and
up to see like your niece.
Nope. We're going to see we're going up there with Pat and Mary Niekamp, Kirk Stuckey and his lovely wife, and
Stace.
We're going up to visit Shantytown, Wisconsin. Shantytown. Doing a little boating, going to do a little fishing. Probably do a little gambling.
I saw a picture of you with a fish in your hand.
Did you see
that
monster?
I just about had a heart attack that you actually were touching a fish.
Are you stupid?
Yeah. But that has nothing to do with you touching a fish.
Good point.
Good point.
This guy sitting to my left to me, Mr. Nick Hahn, general manager of
the
big event coming up Saturday at the Coldwater High School. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Nick's an old veteran here. He's been up a couple times. Talk to us about...
Actually, I think I was voted most popular guest.
I think you were.
I thought I came in second behind Rocker.
Ooh, that's true.
Rocker's very seldom a guest. He just pops in.
We can't get rid of him. He's like a pimple on her butt.
can't get rid of him.
We cannot get rid of him.
The more you pick on him, the more he stays
around. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Hi, Rocker. I like your shirt. That is a great shirt.
Queens.
Huh? That is a top notch. That's a hell of a lot better than this shirt.
What's wrong with my Coldwater Cavalier shirt?
That. Ooh, exactly what you just said.
Is this mic off?
Not yet, but it will be.
Tops in the MAC.
Yeah.
They're giving my daughter a fine education, so they're good with me.
All right, fine.
That's good.
We'll let you slide this time.
Tough colors like orange and black.
That's tough color? Yeah. How about purple and white? That's tough.
That doesn't instill fear in anybody.
Yes, it does. Purple and black. Oh, great.
That'll make people run.
Now you're going to run.
Yeah.
You got a big event coming up Saturday, my friend, and tell me a little bit about it.
So this was a little bit of a different situation than the previous two shows that we ran in Coldwater. The family actually approached us, and they saw the success that we had with the first two shows, and they had a situation where they needed some help, and they knew that we could do the job for them, so they contacted us. This year was different. I had a real hard year this year, so I really wasn't able to put all my focus into it. So the family actually went out and they got most of the sponsorships themselves. So we got the show, 100% taken care of. So all the tickets and concessions and everything at the door will go straight 100% to the family. We got some great raffle prizes we're doing that night. We're doing 50-50. Somebody donated a whole hog, so we're raffling off two half hogs there. And you're going to see a great night of action. So $15 on the floor, $10 up in the bleachers. Seating's going to be a little bit different this year because, we want to be mindful of the current situations going on in the world, whether whatever you think about it, you know, we don't want to exclude anybody.
Exactly.
So we're going to do socially distanced seating. So what's going to happen is if you buy a floor seat, you come in together as a group, we're going to seat you, and then the next group will be sat 6 feet away from you. So you can feel comfortable not wearing a mask while you're in there because you'll be separated from everybody. I've heard people actually kind of like it a little better because you're in your own little bubble, so you feel more comfortable with the people around you, and then you're not like bumping into somebody you don't know and stuff like that. So we will be doing those kind of seating during the show. So, you know, bring the whole family out. You can have your own little pod there.
Have your own little spot. Yeah. Perfect. It's a great call.
You, one thing that we can't go without mentioning is the fact that you have this event at Core High School, and every year that you ask them, they say, absolutely.
No, you know, the first year that we ran it there, you definitely got the eyebrows raised, and people were like, I don't know what this is. Second time, it was a little easier. This time, it was, we got these listed dates. You pick whatever date you want.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, it proves, you know, how good War Wrestling is ran, especially now that I'm the general manager of it.
Well, we'll talk about that.
It's like a finely tuned machine, I guarantee you that.
Right.
But, you know, it's just.
How's your teams doing? How, like when you're the, like, you have the entourage?
That's not in War Wrestling. That's over in OCW.
Oh, and you're struggling, I heard.
Who told you that?
That's what I read on. Online.
You're lying already because we all know you can't read.
Well, we'll talk about that.
I've seen you type on the Facebook. You struggle quite a bit.
Well, I might.
You want a recovery?
Yes.
Yeah, it shows. So the bottom line is we want as many people to come out there, as even if you're running for recovery, we want as many people to come out there as we can. And it's going to be a great time. And I know that people that have been skeptical the entire time when they've come to War Wrestling, and I get it. You know, wrestling's not for everybody. But I guarantee if you come there and just let us entertain you, you're going to have a great time. And at the end of the day, if you leave there and be like, you know, I'm still not a fan of that, bottom line is you gave some money to a real good cause. So,
absolutely,
you know, you always can go away with that feeling.
Do you still have that voodoo guy that had green smoke coming out of his box?
He is the War Wrestling Champion, the Voodoo King, Mojo McQueen, and he will be defending the War Wrestling Championship Saturday night against the veteran Jack Vaughn in a lumberjack match. So we're going to surround the ring with all the wrestlers that night.
Uh-huh.
That way, if you try to get out and run away, they're going to throw you back in there.
Nice.
Ooh. So have you had one of these before, lumberjackers?
I've been to shows where they had a lumberjack match. There has never been a lumberjack match in Coldwater.
This is the first.
It's going to be this week.
Yep.
Let's take a break. Come right back. We'll talk with more on the general manager, Nick, on
the general manager.
Then we're going to change and go to the Haunter. I'll talk a little bit about the Ohio wrestling that basically.
It's your show, whatever.
I mean, but basically, how you've been struggling with your teams, and the entourage is struggling, and you have to get new guys all the time because you can't win. So we're going to come right back. We're going to talk more about that.
You might not be here when we come back.
I'm in.
Just a shell.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Trader Days is coming up at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road, Thursday through Sunday, September 30th through October 3rd. Weekend wristbands are just $5 each. Stop out and see old friends and make some new friends. Don't miss this big annual event with vendors selling everything from collectibles to guns and knives to beef jerky and cheese and just about anything else you can think of. There'll be plenty of parking, and food will be available on the grounds, including their famous barbecue chicken dinners on Saturday starting at 4 o'clock. Don't miss Trader Days, September 30th through October 3rd, at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road. The Fort Recovery Merchants and the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club are having their fall cruise in on Saturday afternoon, October 9th, on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery from 4 to 8 p.m. Oldies will be playing all day. There will be a 50-50 drawing. And, of course, some of the coolest cars around. Make plans now to head up to the Brick Street for the fall cruise-in on Saturday afternoon, October 9th, from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
Sports Talk, Bubba and V.
Sports Talk with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, joined by Nick Hahn.
I thought you were going to call me your good friend.
No. That's very far from that.
Fee, we're cool, right?
We're good. We're good.
God bless you.
Yeah. You don't know you as well as I do. We're back here with Nick Hahn and Fee, and we're talking a little bit about the big event coming up Saturday at Coldwater. In the past, you've this thing's all about raising money, and you talk a little bit about some of the things you've got donated, and it is awesome how the people support this, and they understand what's for, and they understand what's about, and we're really blessed, and as we kid around here and talk about stuff, but we really are lucky to live around here.
Yeah, I mean, I made a Facebook post, and I know all of us aren't Facebook friends, and that's okay.
That's fine. Yeah,
but.
You blocked him, Bob?
After that last home game he had, our basketball game.
I'm sure that JV game really made you distraught.
Yeah.
Would you knock it off?
Go ahead.
Thought that was your name tag, Bob. It spilled water.
I'm just going to sit here until everything quiets down.
You might be here a while.
Yeah, that's fair. But no, not growing up in this area and moving up here, and everybody is wanting to help and support everybody the way you can. It's like I am super proud to be able to call. You guys can think what you want about Coldwater, but I'm super proud to call Coldwater my hometown, and even the Mercer County area in general. We all pitch in and help each other out whenever we need it. We've raised over $11,000 for two kids so far, and I don't discredit that at all. I mean, you leave shows and you always think, there's more we could have done. But honestly, at the end of the day, you think about it, that's $11,000 those families didn't have at a time where they needed some help.
Absolutely. And you brought awareness to the situation, which is might even be even more important than just cash.
Yeah, and even still, even with the raising of money, just be able to bring that family in and knowing they got so much going on in their lives. And for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, you can forget about it.
Take your mind.
Have some fun. Yeah.
And that's what I said, too. No matter what you got going on in your life, because everybody has something going on in their life right now. Yep. No matter who you are, you got something. Come through the door, 2.5 hours, you can forget about it. Have a great time, get lost in it, and sit there and enjoy yourself.
Where'd you get that necklace? That's really fake.
I've had this since I was in high school.
Well, that's really ugly.
Yeah. Maybe you should try being more humble.
Well, I'm just saying, I would not be caught dead with that, would you, Spencey? You should wear that. You should wear that referee in here next time. That'd work out good.
I do wear it on the field.
I'm talking about on the court.
Oh, I don't wear jewelry on the floor.
You need your glasses.
I wear contacts,
and it ain't working.
Okay, that's your opinion.
Well,
just because there's poor play on the court doesn't mean it's my judgment affecting it.
Fee says
Fee does not say a darn thing bad about me when I'm on the floor.
He even says TK carries that team.
That's fair. I love TK.
TK and he awesome. Carries you.
I mean, I can't say our team name here on the air, but we don't miss anything.
Don't miss.
We don't miss it.
Uh-huh.
We're actually thinking about getting that tattooed.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you talk about a guy who's got... If I was going to go in the ring and I needed a tag team partner, TK is my first pick.
There really? You go.
So, TK, I know who he is, but a lot of people don't know who TK is.
TK is his partner.
I mean, they
your referee.
Yeah, but what's his name, actually?
Torian Kerr.
Torian.
Yeah, and they've been coming up here for a long time.
Long time.
I tell you what, we just happened to meet each other at one of the local meetings and just sat there and shot it the whole time. And now it's become, like, we just posted on Facebook the first time, like, a ranking of where we were as a two-man crew in the state of Ohio. Just
farting around.
Yeah, and it has evolved into, like, where people are expecting here. I've heard, like, the state office has talked about it before.
Oh.
Because people have called and complained because they want to know where to get the two-man rankings from.
why we're not on them.
Right, and it's just me and TK just having fun. So now it's, like, a thing that we keep doing. This year we have 16 games together. From three different assigners and ADs. So we're in the Shelby County League, the MAC, and we're in the WBL, plus we got extra games together. In fact, an AD put us on a game that he knew we didn't want to take, but he put us on there together knowing we wouldn't say no.
Because you're together.
Because that's my guy.
Yeah. You know what
I'm saying? So, there you go.
Yeah.
And I really like him as an official.
What does that mean?
You're okay, too.
But he carries you. I mean,
I'm a pretty big boy to be carried.
So is he. Yeah.
That's why we get along. You know, yeah. We're not going to outrun anybody. We're going to slow the game down.
Take a break, boys.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Right.
Somebody call a timeout?
Timeout. I thought I heard a timeout.
Yeah, well, you're taking a 30. Here we go.
Inadvertent whistle.
That's right.
Official timeout.
Start it.
You. So let's change hats here a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about your the Hauntourage.
We're a very humble crew. You'll never hear us bragging about our accomplishments.
Really? Yeah. Can I get a couple videos out? That
what videos?
The on Facebook that I've been watching.
Yeah, that we're humble. I mean, we can say it in multiple languages. Humilde in Spanish, you know, Scromny and
Russian. How many wrestlers you got in the Hauntourage?
I got three current. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's always room for more.
Yeah.
I got Jock Sampson, I got Alex Matthews, professional Brandon Fields. So I only sign the elite guys. I don't sign. There's a ton of guys that want to be in the Hauntourage, but
right.
There's a ton of guys that want to play for the Yankees. You know, that's a good point.
Yeah. So when's your next one of those?
They just had
a show at Mogador.
Yeah, they're having a show on the 16th, but unfortunately I have prior obligations I won't be able to attend. But I'm going to send Alex Matthews there. He's going to take care of business.
He's going to cover it for you?
Yeah, he's going to fight pure trash Ron Mathis, and he's going to prove that he is just that, pure trash.
Really?
Yeah.
Have they went at it before?
They never have, and Alex is ready for the opportunity.
This could be a good one.
This is big.
Yeah, over at Chaparral's, if you're over in Akron.
That'd be big.
Visit that.
That's big.
Yeah. I'm sure your listeners are probably spread out that far.
We got them all over the place.
Charismatic duo I'm looking at right now, I'm sure the ratings are spiking every week.
I mean, we don't like to brag about
you do all the time.
We don't brag, do we?
The Bubtourage.
The Bubtourage.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, we might start
so far I am, yeah.
Ellie, you hearing all this?
Ellie's his cute daughter in the corner.
I brought my tag team partner with me, just in case you guys wanted to gang up on me.
I have never seen her when she was not smiling ear to ear.
She does have a smile.
She has been smiling since the day she was born.
She's been to Disney World 48 times.
No way.
Not 48 times. How many times have you been there, sweetheart? Is it three or four?
Five times.
I've been there once. I'm 55.
One for me. Yep.
Maybe you need to be nicer to your guest, and he'd take you along next time.
I'd rather go to the dentist than go with Nick on.
I just got back from Florida.
I know. I seen it.
Had a great time.
Was it good?
Yeah, I had a great time.
Couldn't have been more fun than being here with Bubba and Fee.
How about that weather we're having?
It's beautiful out.
It is awesome. Wow. It has been pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to ignore that question.
It is gorgeous out.
Yeah.
We've known each other for a few years. You're a fellow Cooper Trooper.
Yes, sir.
Don't
call me at work anymore.
You texted me.
Scared the crap out of me. So I hear Nikon phone call park one. I'm like, who's calling me at work?
What is going on?
Bubba.
He could have just texted me.
I just wanted to make you sound important because I know you don't get any calls.
Not outside calls.
Usually I'm not even going to bring it up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Last time you talked about my job performance, so are you going to do that now, too?
We don't need to talk about that. I'm driving through Paulding.
Oh, this is great.
All right.
Uh-oh.
It's pouring down rain.
This made my year.
All of a sudden,
a horrible year. This made my year.
All of a sudden, on the billboard, the size of our water tower is his mug, and it's something to do with I made
lifelong friends.
Yeah, at Cooper's, and I saw. There you go. Name one.
You
first of all, one.
You said name one.
That's more of an acquaintance.
Okay.
Thank you,
Bill
Neil.
Taft. I was the best man of his wedding. He even said I was the better man.
Really?
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Good guy?
Yeah. He's very smart. Bill, hang on.
He lives in town here.
Bill Taft?
Yeah.
No.
Promise.
In Bill town Taft. Or just in the school district?
He lives in town.
Bill Taft?
Yeah, he lives over by the football field.
No.
One of the apartments?
Do I know him?
I don't know. Do you know everybody?
Pretty if they live in Fort Recovery, we ought to know him, don't we?
I used to. I don't know anybody anymore. Yeah.
You don't? No. Are you? You're out of the loop.
He married Ashley Kalp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He doesn't like you.
Huh. Well,
he trusts his friend.
Get in line.
Yeah.
He's an honorary member of the Tourage.
He is.
Yeah. You want
to
be in?
I'd like to be.
Buy a shirt.
Yeah. You got any 4Xs?
I can make you one, brother.
Get one.
I think so. Three or four smalls together.
Yeah, we could just give you a tent.
Rocker likes wrestling.
Not sure why you want eight sleeves.
Who doesn't like wrestling? I mean, let's be honest with you.
My grandsons love it.
There you go. Bring them to the show.
They do love it.
When we're around, we're leaving.
Have someone else bring them. Buy tickets.
Just drop them off. Do you know what weekend this is?
What weekend is this?
Trader Days. And my grandson's getting a pocket knife.
It's big.
He's already grabbed his
Don't bring that to the show.
Yeah, probably not.
He's already told me like 19 times he's taking his mom and dad gave him $10 to.
Oh,
that's what he's getting.
A pocket knife.
Have to do a little shopping, make sure he gets the right one.
That's big. That's
big.
Not the first 20.
Sounds like a high quality.
Not the first 20 yeah. C's.
Hey, it will be.
What'd you pay for the banjo?
About $11.
$11 for a banjo?
Wasn't too bad, really.
I'll give you twice that.
I think Calpy still has it.
Calpy's got it somewhere.
I'll hang it up.
No, Calpy break it 300 for it.
Ella, what did you win? What did you win at the first Slams for Scarlet? A ukulele?
Yeah.
Yeah, she got a ukulele.
Ooh, really? Can you play it?
Are you kidding me?
I lost it.
Whoops.
How do you lose a ukulele?
You can't lose one. Yeah.
Well, you can if you do it on purpose.
That's fair. So now she joined the band and she wanted a clarinet, so...
Huh?
There we go.
I had a ukulele too.
Oh man! Yeah, you see a lot of bands with ukuleles.
That's a great band.
What are you asking about?
It's easy to lose a clarinet when you have a giant closet.
Don't lose your clarinet; it'll make your mom mad.
I said ukulele.
Mind your business.
I got a text here from a Jody Stogler.
Never heard of her,
and she's not too impressed with.
Feelings mutual.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. Yeah. So
really. She's always been so nice to everybody.
She works with Nick.
Oh.
And that ain't good.
Why do you just instantly agree with him? You've heard all the malarkey this man spews, and you're just like, oh, okay, yeah, that sounds right.
I need him to keep helping me out.
Yeah, free help is hard to find, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So I heard a rumor, and this is from my friend over here sitting across the street, Mr. Harold Feely.
Fee?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Fee said that he heard that you're doing college football, and I said,
can't have it. Ain't buying it?
Ain't.
I think I heard it.
Are you seriously doing college football games? How did that happen?
So which question do you want me to answer first?
Are you doing college football games?
Yes.
He is.
Jesus. I heard Digger talks about how you can't get officials. So that has to be part of the reason.
It spreads all the way up to the college ranks now.
Oh, for the love of God. So what are you, line judge?
I work line scrimmage, so either headline judge or line judge.
You like that?
It's different.
Yeah. You do Friday night high school games yet?
Yep.
Who you got this Friday? You allowed to say or you don't?
I prefer not to say. I mean, it's an MVL game.
Okay. MVL is the what?
Miami Valley League.
No.
Yeah.
Down south?
Yeah.
Is that like the Troy Christian?
No, that's the Three Rivers Conference. Miami Valley League's like Sydney, Troy, Piqua.
That's the MVL?
Yeah. They split off from the GWOC.
Okay. All right. There you go.
I got GWOC next week.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that game. That'll be a good game.
You got a good one?
Yeah.
High school football is it's just great. Friday Night Lights, there's nothing like it.
It is awesome.
I mean, like stepping onto a field for my first varsity college game was cool, but honestly... At night on a Friday is the best feeling in the world.
I bet, too.
You know,
I'm sure the officials do, like, Penn State, Ohio State, Alabama will tell you differently. And on, you know, college is awesome, but there's just something about Friday night.
Well, Digger says, like, when he does the big games at the at high school level, ain't nothing like it. Even, you know, Digger did a lot of...
I think it's like a fan thing, too, because you put a lot more fans in the stands for a high school game than you do a college game.
What's your favorite sport to ref?
Football.
Is it?
Is it football?
Yeah. Fans are further away. I don't hear all the crap they say.
If I ask you a question, you don't have to answer it.
Okay.
What pays more?
College.
No, no, no. High school. Football or basketball.
It's all the same.
Everything is the same.
Yeah, so varsity across...
$600 a game.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. Right, yeah, sign up. We need more officials. Yeah. You just go ahead and believe that. yeah, it varies by conference. So in some conferences for a JV game, you get this amount, and then it's usually straight across for all three sports that I do. I do football, basketball, and softball. And the same thing with, you know, junior high. It's usually straight across the board, same. Yeah.
You do girls softball?
Well, I definitely don't do boys softball.
That's fun.
I had 4 recovery for like 4 games this year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are those the 4 games we won?
I mean, Neil, I don't remember happening yesterday.
Oh. That means that you must be a good official. Because
like if
you...
I slip you a 20?
No, you can't. I mean, you can slip me a 20, but you ain't going to get no calls out of me. Yeah.
You're going to lose your 20.
I mean, I appreciate it. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty impartial, so.
Yeah.
I mean, fans sometimes will think officials, you know, I honestly don't care who wins.
I agree with you.
I just want the best team to win.
I agree
with you. I'm just there to keep it as even keel as I possibly can.
I will argue that point till the day I die, is that even though some refs are, they absolutely could give a crap less who wins a game.
And I will say, like, we are all trying as hard as we possibly can out there.
Yeah.
There's no one out there that's like, man, I'm really going to go out there and I'm going... No, we're all putting 100% effort in. But we're just like players. There's been times where I've been in the car on the way home and going like, I stunk the floor up tonight.
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't see the floor well tonight. And it happens. And then when you make a mistake, you know, you just got to be able to let it roll, so...
I have a friend of mine who...
I think you're lying already.
Okay, I have an acquaintance of mine who has officiated a bunch of different things. And he says that he is a lot better at the end of the season than he is at the beginning of the season.
That's fair.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, yeah, because you've seen more plays, you're in the rhythm more. You know, that's like, you know, coaches will get on us during a scrimmage. I'm like, coach, it's a scrimmage for me too. Like, I might have, like, there's... You know, I have basketball scrimmages where I have a football game the night before.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's you know, I'm trying to get in the flow too. So, I mean, you talk about I'm studying the high school. I'm always studying the high school rule book.
Right.
I'm studying the college rule book, and then pretty soon I got to pick up that basketball book too. So I'm studying 3 books all at one time.
Yeah. Yep. So my apologies to Pud Man.
The Pud. He's awesome.
He is awesome. But
my favorite ref and.
I thought TK was your favorite ref.
He's second now. Okay. I forgot about Pudman.
Pudman.
And no, I take it back.
Buddy
and my number one referee is...
Digger Don?
No.
Digger Don?
Who's the guy that teed you up at center this year?
I don't know that guy's name.
So the tall guy. What was his name?
I know. Vic?
What the hell
is I was thinking it was Larry or something.
No.
Frank Vitt?
Frank Vitt.
He's an assigner.
Yeah, he threw Neil out.
He threw you out?
Yeah, something that somebody upstairs said. I was standing on the floor.
And he thought Neil
said it. He thought I said it, and he tossed me. At St. Henry.
Text Frank and thank him.
That's awesome.
That Frank, awesome. I know you're not at your phone right now, but I can't believe you threw Neil out. That's awesome, man. Give me a call. God bless him.
Yep, and it's all on video.
It's on video.
If I could get a link to that, that'd be great.
That would be awesome.
But all you have to do is go to NFHS video.
That's a lot.
Not Neil tossed.
Yep. Yeah. No, just go to the St. Henry game, and it's middle of the second quarter. I'm standing there against the wall, and he walks over and tosses me out.
I would have loved to see your face like, huh?
Yeah, it's just
my phone went crazy,
and I was standing.
We were in Florida.
I was standing beside our superintendent.
Did you learn your lesson?
Do nothing.
Don't do anything.
Don't stand by a superintendent.
Yeah, don't look guilty when guys upstairs are hollering.
Don't mess with
our superintendent's a ventriloquist.
You're an idiot.
I didn't say nothing.
Do you know who did say something?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Everybody in the gym knew who said it.
But you took the punishment for it.
Well,
good
I didn't
for
have,
you being
have
a stand-up guy
well,
like that.
Dennis Wendell had no choice. When that guy said throw him out, he had to throw me out.
Yeah, that's fair.
And you know,
I've only tossed one fan before.
That's no, you didn't.
Yeah,
did you toss one?
Yeah,
what a prick!
He called me really loud, a dumb
really
MF. So
well. See, he got caught.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it.
And it was weird, like, having to throw him out from the announcer's table.
You're out of here. Hey,
but I told him, I told him, like, yeah. No, it was Bubba. I was trying to get him out of there. He's like, yeah, he ain't going to leave, so we'll just kick Fee out.
So he gets tossed.
No, it almost get tossed.
It was at Parkway, but Parkway wasn't playing in the game. It was a holiday tournament.
Oh, yeah.
So.
The insurance, what is it, Chat Valley Insurance?
Yeah, they didn't have it last year. I think it was 2019. It was when Ohio State was playing a bowl game at the Alamo Bowl or whatever. Oh. It was the same night.
Yeah. So let's turn back now. Let's talk a little bit about Saturday night and let's go over the events coming up on Saturday.
So we got a huge women's tag team match there. It's honestly very rare to have a women's tag team match, and we got one here for everybody. Skylar Orion and Harley Fairfax are going to team up, take on Paloma Starr and Shauna Reed. Cody Jones will be facing Damian Chambers. Chiron is returning. He has been retired for a few years now. He heard about this cause, and he demanded to be a part of it.
Then
the Guiding Light, Matthew Taylor, stepped up to take that challenge, and they're going to face one-on-one in the ring that night. A lot of other matches going to be going on that night. You're not going to want to miss any of them, especially that lumberjack match. That's going to be huge.
The Guiding Light, is that the soap opera you watch, Fee?
No, Young and Restless.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's closed.
Fee, you watch soap operas?
He watches one.
Just one.
Young and Restless, I do too.
Just one.
You do your thing, man.
Yeah.
You know, you do you. Nobody.
I got to do it.
Nobody.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to you.
Okay, I'll just shut up.
Yeah.
Then what else we got?
That's all the matches that we have announced for right now. There will probably be four more matches, I would say. You know, we're probably going to have eight. Do four, take an intermission, 10 minutes or so. So we're going to open the doors up at 5:30. First bell is 7 o'clock. We're going to open up a little early. That way, you know, with the seating, it's going to take a little more time.
Yeah.
But then it also gives people time to go in there and look at the raffle prizes. Get yourself a concession stand. You know, get yourself something to eat, something to drink. Get your seat all settled in. Get your 50-50 ticket. Get your event t-shirt that's going to be
there. Spend some money.
Yeah. that's basically what I'm saying.
That's
is
what go there
and, you know, and,
yeah,
and
it's all donated yep. to a great
all
cause.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's that's like, great. You know, I'm not making any money off of it. War Wrestling's not making any money off of it. All the money that we raise goes into pay and the talent to get the ring there, the insurance, all those things that you got to do to get a show going. It's not just, hey, we're just going to, you know, it doesn't just magically happen. There's a lot of work that goes involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And all we're asking is that, you know, just come out and support us.
There you go.
Just come out and like I said, Red really could use your help. And that's what we're asking for.
And I believe you said most of the expenses are paid and everything that night is...
Yep.
is
Yeah, so all the expenses are 100% paid. Everything's paid for.
Already taken care of by sponsors and
every
so forth
dollar,
and donations.
Every dollar that you pay goes directly to the family.
Going directly to the family.
Yep. Everything else is taken care of. So, you know, when you hand a dollar over... That dollar, you're putting a dollar in that kid's pocket. And, you know, he's going to be dealing with this for a couple years.
Sure.
He just got diagnosed earlier this year. So he's doing treatments now. He's going to be doing treatments for 2 years.
Yeah.
So that family needs help and support. And they're going to be making 2 years worth of trips.
Bunch of trips.
To Dayton.
Yep.
You know, so, and I know just from, with my mom, just a week going back and forth to Dayton. It's not cheap. It's not free. No. You know, so.
And your whole life has to stop.
Yeah.
Somebody else has to, if you have little kids, somebody has to take care of the kids. If it's long term, somebody has to take care of the house.
Mm-hmm.
You might be not working, so you're not making money.
Yep.
And it's just, it's
awful. Somehow he don't work and makes money.
Hmm.
But he has a job.
Good job.
Well, I don't understand how it works, but.
I'm trying. Yeah, I made a promise to myself this morning, Bubba.
What was that?
That I wasn't going to get upset.
Okay.
This entire day. I'm the kind of guy when I wake up in the morning, Bubba.
You set goals.
May I speak without being interrupted?
Probably not here.
Okay. All right. I don't interrupt you when you're talking. It's called a little bit of respect, all right?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Show me about as much respect as you have thin hair on top of your head.
I just got my hair cut. $12
All
yesterday.
12 of them, huh?
Ooh.
$1 for each hair, huh?
Kenny 10 does a hell of a job. Gave me $3 tip, too.
This is what I'm talking about.
Oh, I didn't tip my barber.
He can't go 5 seconds without making it about himself.
$15
This is ridiculous.
Go ahead.
I don't even know what I was going to say anymore.
Well, he's going to. You woke up today.
I'm the kind of guy, I write down 3 goals every day. And my number one goal today was don't get upset. And you are making me break a promise to myself. And I don't break promises.
Don't you point at me, son.
I'll do whatever I want. And there's not a darn thing. You keep your mouth shut. You're
here's what's
going to
happen.
You always want to interrupt
I may show
you
up Saturday.
You listen to me right now.
Yeah.
You always want to interrupt everybody and get your point across. You're going to listen to me for a second. This show has ratings right now because I'm on it.
No.
Not because you two are droning on about nothing.
Listen, this is the Hauntourage is falling off the charts.
No, they're not. We are the most dominant force in OCW history, and we're going to continue to be there. And I'm going to lead War Wrestling into the next sector. We are going to make more money than we've ever made in our entire lives. We're going to raise so much money on Saturday. We're going to make sure for 2 years this family is going to be completely taken care of. And all the negativity that you try to bring to the table is not going to slow down our momentum.
Can't say any better than that.
I think you got you on that one, Bubba.
That's fine. Good job.
And I'm humble.
You are very humble.
Honey. Well, you used to be right before that tirade.
It happens.
You're awesome, brother.
God bless.
Yeah.
All right.
That's Nick Holland from the general manager Saturday.
Ellie, you want to say bye to everybody?
Ellie, say goodbye, sweetie.
You want to say bye?
Bye, Ellie.
Get in here. Say hi. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Ellie.
You don't got to freeze up. You can say hi to him.
Yep.
He looks scary, but he's not at all. I kind of put him in his place, so he's at a good point if you want to say anything to him.
You're lucky I'm not 10 years younger. I'd get in the ring.
You said earlier that somebody else would be your tag team partner. What about me and my chopped liver?
Oh, you're in there.
All right. There you
go. 6-man tag. Be me, TK, and Ella versus Neil, Fee, and Spence.
Bring it on.
I'm.
Here we go.
If Ella's in there, I'm out.
You're
I'll
out?
I'll have Frank Vitt as the official. He'll get Neil on real quick.
We'll get rid of him quick.
It'll go fast.
You're out of here.
Folks, that's Nick Hahn. And
hey, guys.
Nick's just a great dude,
guys.
Man.
Appreciate
Nick's
it.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
Bohr's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Bohr's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Bohr's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Bohr's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery firefighters are having their famous all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning, October 10th, from 8 to noon at the fire hall. Sausage, pancakes, and omelets custom made by your firefighters, all you can eat. All the proceeds will go toward new and updated equipment and building upgrades, and it's a free will donation. Don't miss this great breakfast. Head on down to the fire hall on Sunday morning, October 10th, from 8 to noon for the Fort Recovery Firefighters' famous omelet, pancake, and sausage breakfast.
Wow! Tickets for the 2022 Win on the Wabash Super Raffle go for sale on Sunday, October 3rd. Only 8,000 tickets will be sold, and the raffle will feature 211 prizes with a total value of $650,000. Prizes include 3 vehicles, unique vacations, ATVs, golf carts, firearms, money, and much, much more. You can begin purchasing tickets on October 3rd in person at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or online at wowraffle.com. After October 3rd, any tickets remaining for sale will continue to be sold through our website or can be purchased at a number of local retail establishments. See our website for all the details and make plans now to attend the 4th Annual Win on the Wall Bash, August 26th and 27th, 2022.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Good friend Fee.
Yes, sir.
We had a hell of a year at the Reds this year.
We did. Great run, but...
Ellie, you going to talk about the Reds?
17 games in a row, Ellie, they won St. Louis.
Cardinals.
Who's your favorite baseball player?
Who is it?
Joey Votto.
Billy Hamilton.
Billy?
Ooh, that's not too bad.
Billy's fast.
He is very fast.
He is fast. He was fast.
Rocker's faster.
He's still fast. No, he's not.
Rocker's quick.
I don't know a thing about baseball.
You don't, but you know you like Billy Hamilton.
Yes.
He's fast.
He's very fast. He's real fast.
Yep.
So you got fifth grade. You got school tomorrow.
Yeah.
You excited? School going good?
Eh.
How's your grades?
So far?
Amazing.
Are they amazing?
That's good.
Yeah. I don't doubt
what's
that.
5 times 5?
25.
Man, I thought she was smarter than
she
that.
She lost it, didn't she?
She's right.
12 times 12 is 144.
Oh, that's a dozen dozen. That's a gross.
Ooh, that's big.
144.
What is it?
144.
Look at, is that right or not?
I don't have to look at it. I remember, too. I was in fifth grade once. Was that the grade you skipped, Bob? Or is that the one you took 3 times and they just passed you on? Cause
I think he got tired of me. Tired. Sister Catherine said, get that fat guy out of here.
Get him out of here.
Move him on.
I can tell you went to Fort Recovery.
Really?
I'm smarter than you.
I can tell who your dad is.
The greatest whatever he is of all time in wrestling.
Boom. Right there, whatever I am.
He is?
General manager.
Thank
you. General manager.
Best general measure. Best general manager.
They don't
want to
talk to us anymore.
Yes, they do.
You're awesome. Thanks for coming up here, sweetie.
You're welcome.
You're awesome.
We appreciate it a lot.
We do.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, Nick Hahn, any time that you have something going on where you're making money, you come up and see us.
What about if it's just a Wednesday
board? Come on up.
Come on up. Hell, yeah. Rocker does.
Yeah.
I'll ride my bike up here if you're
Yeah.
There you go.
That's exactly right. Thanks a lot, brother. We'll talk to you later.
Yep.
Thanks, Nick.
So Fee, the Buckeyes had a little quarterback. They started a new quarterback Saturday, and they blew out Akron. And now I think that they sounds like Stroud's back.
Stroud's back?
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Yep.
Stroud, he was a little hurt, I take it. That's why they didn't play him at all?
Yeah, shoulder. Yeah. They want to give him a rest.
Let him rest up.
The thing is now we have a chance to win a couple games, get some confidence going.
Yeah.
And get ready for Penn State.
We got Rutgers.
Rutgers, and then I think we got one more, and then we got Penn State.
Rutgers is improved, aren't they?
They are. Absolutely. Yeah, almost, yeah.
They're like almost Shiano formidable there. Now.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Greg Shiano. That's right. Good job, Fee.
Shiano's there.
So we talked to football Brownies.
Brownies
got a tough schedule.
Minnesota at Minnesota this week.
Then San Diego next week.
And then San Diego next week?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Raiders. Well, not the Raiders. They're the Chargers.
San Diego Chargers.
Los Angeles Chargers now, right?
Los Angeles Chargers.
Is that what they are? Yes, I don't think I knew that.
Yep. Yeah, I think they are. Rocker, are you taking selfies or what are you doing? Who are you texting right now? I bet it's a girl.
Obituaries.
Ooh, jeez. You're texting obituaries.
I don't think anybody's going to answer you.
Wow.
Fee, you're awesome.
Yes, I'm.
We'll see you early. Rise and shine.
Yes, we got to get going.
We do. We got a big day tomorrow.
When are you leaving to go to?
6:30 in the morning.
6:30 tomorrow.
To go where?
Wisconsin.
For what?
Just.
Cause?
Yeah. Just fishing, gambling. Just the little.
I'm saying you're taking a big gamble going to Wisconsin.
It is a long drive, like 7.5 hours.
Yeah, and you probably have to go somewhere around Chicago.
We should have went last weekend to the Ryder Cup.
Ooh, that'd have been big.
Yeah, you could have visited Digger.
Did you watch any of that?
No, I don't.
That was the most beautiful golf course.
It's a good golf course.
Oh, my goodness. Some of the
I'm about to watch his face and shot.
Better than Augusta?
That's the greatest golf shot I've ever seen.
That was the greatest golf shot I've ever seen.
So what was this golf shot?
Jordan Spieth hit a shot. Look it up. Just sometime you go home tonight, Google Jordan Spieth Ryder Cup shot. Yeah, you wouldn't believe it.
It's the most incredible shot.
The ball is on the side of the green, and there's a dead draped slope. And he hit, what do you say, he hit a wedge or something?
Something like that, I think.
And it shows, and he hits it, and it goes, they got a tracer.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing went up.
Goes straight up.
It was the most unbelievable. And he loses his balance and almost runs into the Lake Michigan.
Was that the one where I saw the guy sliding down the hill?
Yeah. Well, no, it was that. It's the same golf course, but
yeah,
unbelievable. It's you got to look that up. It was awesome. Wasn't it, Rocker?
Did it go in the hole?
No, but about 5 feet.
About 5 feet. It was unbelievable.
It was the greatest golf shot.
It didn't come down and hit him in the head.
No.
Okay, so that's why I was, the way you were talking, I'm thinking that's what's going to happen.
That's come big. Down
and hit him, yeah, in next head. Week we're going to get Diana Ram on here talking Indian volleyball.
A little volleyball.
She knows a little bit about that.
She does know a lot about that. She knows a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
We want to thank Nick Hahn. Nick's just a good dude.
Yeah, good raises dude. A lot of money. Raises the money for good causes.
That's right. We'll be back next week. Everybody have a wonderful Wednesday.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.